Lionel Blair. Got a news time coming
back
up.
Back up. Trying to take over the entire show, aren't you? What a track, dear.
AM 1400 WRJN. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Stand by for news.
Ba la la la.
The music of the stars.
La la la.
For New Year's Eve.
Tis the season.
Which this is.
To be jolly. Ba la la la. La la la. Don with now our gay apparel. Ba la la la. La la la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Ba la la. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Ba la la la. La la la. Tis the season to be jolly. Ba la la la. Yuletide carol. Ba la.
That's Chris Worthy.
Babe has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white.
As Brian Setzer.
Just a jackknife as old McHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billow start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old McHeath, so that never, well, there's never a trace of red on the sidewalk. Ooh, Sunday morning, lies the body just oozing life. Someone's sneaking around the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? Oh, there's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Oh, with cement bags just drooping on down. Well, that cement is just, oh, it's there for the wake, dear. Five will get you ten. Mackie's back in town.
And Margaret.
And he shows it.
Now, you heard that right.
Pearly white, just a jackknife, has my keep there. And he keeps it, keeps it, keeps it out of sight. On the shot box, with his teeth there. Scally billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though.
Was never released. That's a screen test for this young lady and Margaret from Lake County, Illinois.
There are girls just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living.
to do. And there's wine all ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it, and it's all waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. To play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot of living.
Marty Paich. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on the top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. See, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Get to be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with what you call it sticking out on the side.
Wings?
Oh, you an airline pilot?
No, but I've been pretty high in my time. Did you ever have any close calls as a pilot?
Oh, yes, sir, especially since they moved the men's room to the back of the plane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up.
Foster Brooks, he's brilliant. Here he is. He's got a great baritone voice. Foster Brooks himself.
Why do I love you? See the why or where.
They gave Foster that album back in the 80s, and man, did he turn it well.
First laid eyes on you.
That's Ella Mae Morris, and this is Mel Blanc.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
It's Santa!
Rudolph, how many times must I remind you? If you have to stop quickly, just tell me, and we'll all pull over. Well, since we're here, we might as well deliver our message. Let me see. How can I put this? Ah! We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, it's not Irving Berlin, but I like the sound of it. Anybody else want to show some Christmas spirit, Tweety?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Bertie.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Splendid.
And a Woony New Year. Good tidings to you, wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Woony New Year.
Very nice, very nice. Now step aside, Placido. Let a world-renowned tenor get to dispensing with the Christmas spirit. Figgy pudding, oh, bring us a figgy pudding, oh, bring us a... just what the heck is a figgy pudding anyway? All right, who threw that figgy pudding? Hmm? Who's the figgy flinger? Tasty, though. Mmm, yummers.
I say we won't go until we get some.
We won't go until we get some.
We won't go until we get some.
Ooh, that's what's up now.
Splendid, splendid. You know, for Looney Tunes, you certainly do sing well. By the way,
Christmas,
can you push TARDIS sleigh?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Looney New Year. Good tidings to you, wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas. And a
listen to me, honey. Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now there's a little gift. It's loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm gonna think of you. But at the same time, that will change to pay my rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two ways about it. But while we're here, Santa dear, it's much better with than without it. So, really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, stop me right on Christmas night. Try me, try me. Try me on that money. Just try me, honey. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? But listen, honey, Santa dear, the new year, oh, it would be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little simple thing I've been speaking to you about. Like that, maybe a 5-pound box of money. That's all, that's all. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed. What old Pearl really needs is a 5-pound box of tin. How much can it weigh? I ask you, how much? I don't want the whole money tree. What good is that big thing to me? You keep the branches. You can keep the trunk and the root. Because all that I want is just a little bit of the fruit. So if you want to be sure, I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You try me, start me off on Christmas night with a 5-pound. No, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good bag while I'm begging, because, I mean, I'd catch you next year. You know, people go out and... Sometimes you don't see them no more, so bring the money. Santa, can you hear me? Fine, bring me some money, old Santa. Now, what I want with this diamond, you kidding?
So, how do you figure on the naughty tonight scale, Daffy old pal? Well, since nobody's perfect, guess I ought to stockpile a little insurance here. Nothing like a festive little holiday bash to make up for a couple of little past indiscretions. Forgive and forget, that's what I always say. Sometimes. So here's some sodas and a nice big bag of pretzels. Sky's the limit here at Daffy's Holiday Fest. Come and get it. All I want for Christmas is more, more, more. More than a duck ever got before. Gimme caboodles and oodles and oodles, and soon all my loodle slide out the door. I hope Santa brings a real truckload. It won't all fit into his sleigh. This Christmas I want a real duckload to put the hall in holiday. Hey, hey, hey! Oh, 'tis better to give than receive, they say. I know you've heard that before. Put the pedal to the metal, Mr. Maestro. All I want for Christmas is more, more, more. More than you might give a dinosaur. I'd like a million, maybe a billion, till I'm too silly and can't keep score. And when Santa comes down my chimney with gifties and goodies galore, I hope he can squishin', 'cause I will be wishing for more, more, more. Listen up, Santa aficionado. Christmas is the spirit of giving, but it's also time to learn to accept gracefully too. Never look a gift horse in the mouth, especially without a mint to offer him. And never turn your back on a gift horse whose mouth you've just sucked into either. Yes, giving is swell, but so's learning to become a gracious receiver. And the better the giving, the more sincere the thanks. So this goes out to Santa Claus, wherever you are. Thanks, thanks, thanks. If yours is silver, then mine must be gold. If yours needs a push, mine's remote controlled. If yours goes whoosh, then mine go zoom. If yours says rat-a-tat, then mine says kaboom. Very funny. Ha ha. It is to laugh. And when Santa comes down my chimney with gifties and goodies galore, I hope he can squish in, cause I will be wishing for more, 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 more. Okay, big Broadway finish here, Mr. Music Maestro. Wait a second.
Silver, 1963, one of the most depressing movies ever. Oh, great theme song, sure. Got a Grammy, got an Oscar, but that movie, be careful if you're watching Mondo Cane. It's a world gone to the dogs. Woof. The greatest music ever sometime comes out of Christmas. The big bands rule supreme. Yeah, they can't take that away from us. Here's something about Christmas. Francis Albert, gets serious.
Whatever happened to Christmas? Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces. Whatever happened to the faces Christmas to the Christmas way of living. Whatever happened to the giving, the magic in the snow? Christmas, the bells in the streets are ringing. Whatever happened to the singing, the songs we used to know? Whatever happened to Christmas?
The stars. Happy New Year, everybody. Vivian Lee, guess her favorite movie. Wrong. It wasn't that windy picture. It was Waterloo Bridge a year later with Robert Taylor. It's a great New Year's Eve movie. Here's a clip. Robert Taylor and Vivian Lee.
You gave up the colonel, so I expect I made it difficult for you, too.
Yes, you did, but I have my reward. It was wonderful of you to have come. Shall we go in?
All right.
It's New Year's Eve. Their first date. At the Candlelight Club.
How nice you look.
Thank you.
What do dancers eat?
Oh, dull things mostly. Nutritious, yet not fattening.
Oh, no, not tonight. What could you suggest that would be particularly rich and indigestible?
The kraut is very nice, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And wine. It isn't against the rules for a dancer to drink a little light wine, is it?
Well, tonight...
Good. Number 40, please.
Number 40, sir.
Ah, the ballet was beautiful.
Madam didn't think so.
Well, experts never know. It takes outsiders to know, and I tell you, it was beautiful.
That certainly proves you're an outsider.
Are you glad to see me again?
Yes.
I sense a reservation.
Well, I suppose there is one.
What? Why?
What's the good of it?
You're a strange girl, aren't you? What's the good of anything? What's the good of living?
That's a question, too.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm not going to let you get away with that. The wonderful thing about living is that this sort of thing can happen. In the shadow of a death raid, I can meet you and feel more intensely alive than walking around in peacetime taking my life for granted.
It's a high price to pay for it.
I don't think so.
I do. Do people have to kill each other to give them a heightened sense of life?
That's got nothing to do with people killing each other. Either you're excited about life or you're not. You know, I've never been able to wait for the future. When I was very young, a child, in fact, I climbed to the top branch of a high tree, stood like a diver, and announced to my horrified governess, "Now I shall take a leap into the future," and jumped. I was in the hospital for 2 months.
You should let the future catch up with you more slowly.
Oh, no, no, never. Temperament. I can't help it.
Sure. and gentlemen, we now come to the last dance of the evening. I hope you'll enjoy the farewell waltz.
I'll tell you later. Let's dance now.
What does it mean, these candles?
You'll find out.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? It doesn't mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we already forgot them.
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something. Anyway, it's about old friends.
Whether you celebrate mistletoe magic in a Cadillac XT5.
Thank you.
doing a lot of thinking. And the thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see, that is just like you, Harry. You say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you.
What does this song mean? My whole life, I don't know what this song means. I mean, should old acquaintance be forgot? Does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? Or does it mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them? Which is not possible because we already forgot them.
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something. Anyway, it's about old friends.
First time we met, we hated each other.
No, you didn't hate me. I hated you. The second time we met, you didn't even remember me.
I did too. I remembered you. The third time we met.
Mickey.
Oh, I was so worried that you...
I didn't even have time to get dressed. I didn't get to sleep until 5.
I didn't sleep at all.
Oh. Now listen carefully.
Yes.
If everything goes right, and yes. I mean for both of us, in 6 months. Here, I started to write it out.
Should I read it now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Darling, that's me?
Mm-hmm.
You have a date, my beloved, July the 1st at 5 o'clock. But you don't say where.
Well, you name the place and I'll obey.
I don't know. I can't think. How about the top of the Empire State Building?
Oh, yes, that's perfect. It's the nearest thing to heaven we have in New York.
Right. 102nd floor. And don't forget to take the elevator.
No, I won't. Darling, if things don't work out...
Don't talk like that. I'm not listening.
But just in case one of
we'll
us is...
We'll both be there. Hold the thought.
Hold the thought. Take care.
Take care.
With a fervent prayer that to remember.
You know, I painted you like that with the shawl. I wish you could have seen it. Courbet said it was one of my best. I didn't think I could ever part with it. But now there was no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Courbet told me a young woman came into the gallery and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Courbet to give it to her. Because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was... Anyway, I told him to give it to her. Courbet said she wanted it so badly, and so I told him to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and you know me, holly in my heart. One of us. Why did it have to be you?
Cary Grant, Deborah Carr, 1957. Leo McCarey wrote this. Here's Norman Luboff.
She's gonna meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's, crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. I forget why, but oh. When he comes to see her, because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello, and he's very bitter, and you'd think that he's just gonna walk out the door
and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs.
And are you all right?
She's fine.
And suddenly he goes, oh, I saw the painting. And he like goes to the bedroom. And he looks and he comes out and he looks at her and he kind of just, they know, and then they hug and it's...
That's a chick's movie.
I would say so. Now, what kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio?
Oh, I got hundreds of letters from women all over the country.
Desperate women.
Just because someone is looking for a nice guy, it doesn't make them desperate.
How about rapacious and love-starved?
No.
It is easier to be killed by a terrorist than to find a husband after the
age of 40. That is absolutely untrue.
Right, honey. Right. Well, I'm not looking for...
That's a clip from Sleepless in Seattle. And before that, When Harry Met Sally, with a great big band theme by Harry Connick Jr. It Had to Be You. And this, Remembering an Affair to Remember. Yeah, Leo McCarey liked to tinker at the piano between scenes to get inspiration. And well, he came up with that theme. Now, what a theme. This is the music of the stars for New Year's Eve. Until 19 minutes after midnight.